CQ, 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 looking for check-ins to Wednesday night Liberty Net.
November 8, Zulu Charlie.
November 8, Zulu Charlie?
Roger that, Bob. How's it going?
It is going good, Terry. Let's see. That's about it. I got that. You in there. Kind of low on people, so I'm gonna shout out a little bit more. Did you get any snow out of this weather on front that went through?
Nope, not here in my neck of the woods anyway. Just a little breezy and very chilly.
I ended up with 3 inches of snow in my south. She got 5 inches. I got 4, she got 5.
Lucky her.
Yeah, but I had to shovel both places, so right now I'm taking care of her property and her kitties. So I'm on cat patrol. So, let's see. With that being said, let me see if anybody else. CQ, CQ, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I'm going to open the door, and then we'll see what else we get. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. This is the 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'll open the door with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So I'm going to ask for CQ, and we'll see what we got. To start, maybe we'll get some more before we get going here. I'm going to bring up an article that I printed from The Blaze, and it was dated the 19th, so that was a couple days ago. But a police officer begs a knife-wielding man in a standoff. The police officer asked Matthew Williams to drop his knife at least 27 times before shooting him. Matthew Williams was at a property that was vacant, and he was basically trespassing or squatting. This event took place in DeKalb County, Georgia. The officer said, "Quote, I'm begging you." The sergeant pleaded with the knife-wielding man through a closed door after the 911 call reported the prowler. Quote, "You're a black man. I'm a black man. You don't have to die today. I don't want you to die today." This standoff went on and on. Officers begged the 35-year-old Matthew Williams at least 47 times to drop the knife. He was holding before he left one of the officers. Williams was shot by the police. Again, it's a black suspect and a black policeman. That's why you're not hearing much about it, because it does not fit the narrative, which is a shame, because his life matters as much as anybody's. But if you would just listen, when the police say, put up your hands, stop resisting, put down the knife, that's what they mean, because the thing is going to be bad. But we just don't seem to get the hang of it. And as we've all seen with this last event, the officer from Minneapolis was found guilty of, I don't understand how he can be found guilty of all three charges when one is greater than the other. I don't understand about Minneapolis, but that's the way their laws are. However, the Democrats and a lot of the talking heads, they're not satisfied. They got justice, but they want more. I don't know what more you can get. You can't gut the man. They want more. So they got what they want. No justice, no peace, and we still are, you know, that's not enough. So let me let go of the microphone and see who else is here. CQCQ, this is KHLY.
For the friendly time. Not the time, sorry. For the Liberty Net.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray. Kilo, Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray.
This is
Kilo, Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray. Can you copy me, Bob?
I can see the Russell KK4WS. I've got you and the KC8 call. Can I have the rest of it?
Hey, Bob, this is Clint. Kilo, Charlie 8.
All righty, Clint. I've got you and Mr. Russell. Let me see if I've got anybody else, and I'll start it off. This is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net. Do I have anybody else tonight?
I'll be listening.
KD0RSA. All righty, Mr. Bell. I doubt you got your envelope in the mail, but it is on its way to you. Dead. Mr. Carey is going to be first on my list. Number 8, Charlie, Mr. Carey, open the door and tell us what's on your mind.
Tell you what's on my mind? How much time do we got? Oh, hi, Bob. Hello, everybody here on the net. It's kind of funny. I've been texting back and forth with Clint earlier tonight, and both of us are kind of like running out of gas. I'll be doggone if I didn't take like about a 15-minute cast. Walk up to your melodious voice. Oh, and that's on. And now I feel like I, you know, got a second wind here, so I guess that's a good thing. Other than that, you know, no snow here in Michigan, at least my part of the woods. But, yeah. Isn't that interesting how things are unfolding? As I saw in the news, too, there was another shooting, and it would be interesting to see how this one pans out. And I'm going to forget where it was at. Officer shot a teenage black girl who was trying to stab another black girl who didn't listen. And so, you know, this... I tell you what, it's just a sad state of affairs. This country is a train wreck, and I don't know. I guess... won't beat my war drums too much here, but I'm pretty much sick and tired of it. It's time for something to happen. Something's got to change. But, you know, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, because I think everyone that does check into this net, whether you want to call it the friendly bunch or not, we're all much friendly. But, yeah, we might have a little bit of, in her voice. But we're still friendly. Oh, but anyway, I'm rambling. But yeah, it's just a sad state of affairs. What's going on in our country, let alone the world. Common sense is completely gone. Can't believe it at that. Bob, nice to catch up with you. The band seems to be in good shape here tonight, so I'll be listening for a few. Well, we'll see how long the net lasts anyway, so. Thank you, Bob. This is NHZZ.
NHZZ. Well, that incident was in Columbus, Ohio. And I say this with respect and not frivolously. Are the black people trying to get killed? It's almost like they're trying to be martyrs. Why would you not... Why wouldn't you listen? She lunged at another person with a long knife. And the police told her repetitively, put the knife down, put the knife down, put the knife down. And so they took action. That's what law enforcement does. AOC was on the news bitching that she doesn't think a policeman should go to a traffic stop with a gun on his side. Well, let's back up. Last week, New Mexico. Pick up New Mexico trooper, pull somebody over. He is on the right side of the motor vehicle, because we often do that on the interstate. He asks the guy to exit the motor vehicle. As the driver exits, he takes a long weapon with him that the officer doesn't see. As they clear the cab of the pickup truck, the camera in the police car runs, and he puts 7 bullets from a long rifle in the New Mexico trooper. 7 bullets killed him. And AOC thinks that the police should conduct a traffic stop without a firearm. Dear God, it just is amazing. It's like America's lost their sense. But yes, that was Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to give it back to you just for a moment, Carrie, so that you can comment on my little rant. Over.
Oh, I completely agree with you. You know, it's the African-American community. I really do believe you're right. They are trying to be martyrs. They are instigating and provoking. But with that said, if you look at, I'll call it demographics. You know, the educated black man in this country doesn't like what's happening to, I'm going to be careful here. They don't like what's going on. They're not in favor of the voter laws. They are not in favor of gun control, because after all, we do have Black Guns Matter in this country, and the Democrats freaking hate it. They do not want to acknowledge a black man legally owning a firearm. And I did see that video of the New Mexico trooper. It was sad. It creates a hollow in the pit of my gut to think of what that poor trooper, because you hear him literally go, oh shit, no, pardon my choice of words, but that's what he said. And it was his last words. It infuriates me years knowing that this kind of maliciousness happens in our country to people who only are trying to, one, serve and protect, do their job, keep people like you and me and those of us that listen on this net safe, and what all these liberals want to do is destroy it and let the criminals have free reign to do whatever they want. Well, guess what? Don't come knocking on my door. That's all I got to say. With that, Bob, I'll give it back to you. Have a good night. I'll be listening. Annie.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. NADC, KJY. I'm going to go to Mr. Russell, KK4WS. Mr. Russell in Georgia. Welcome. And go ahead and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, Bob. Very good to be you and the other gentleman there that's on the net. I don't know who all else might be listening.
This is KK4W at Tri-D. Sandy Reels had a good show this morning about the January 6th in the Capitol. You know, about the break-in and all. And looks like the Justice Department is going after us with all that they've got to arrest anybody and everybody that was even there. And when much of it was peaceful, and there's a lot of questions that yet to be asked, and there's a lot of evidence that BLM and Antifa was mixed in with the crowd and made to look like Trump supporters, and know this. But yet the current DOJ is not pursuing that evidence. Conservatives have actually never even broke any laws. So I'm going to play a little bit of Sandy's beginning of her broadcast this morning, and let's see what you can make of it here. So here goes. This is KK4WID, and we'll get this started. Let's see if I can get the tape.
Accountability, because there are multiple officers that were there. It wasn't just Eric Chavez. And I also don't want this moment to be framed as this system working, because it's not working. And that's what creates a lot of complexity.
Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all three charges. To the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the young communist. Very inconvenient because it might cause people to stand down and stop rioting and start attacking police for a minute, and we can't have that. That's the big story of the day. George Floyd is dead. His parents and family are grieving. Derek Chauvin now is guilty, according to the jury, of all three counts. His life is ruined. He'll spend decades behind bars. Police in the country are experiencing violent attacks all over. There were tons of them this morning that I read about. They are in such jeopardy. And therefore, the people, you and me, we, the people, are in jeopardy because our police are under fire. The justice system is breaking down, and the left will never be satisfied until every white man has been hung by a tree. And I'm not sure that will be enough. And every white person has emptied their bank account and is living in poverty. I don't see the end to this, and so we find ourselves in a real dilemma. It is an injustice to all of us. The way that the justice system has broken down, the fact that the president, the vice president, weighed in on this in such horrific ways. I'll play more of that tomorrow. I'm not going to belabor this today. You can turn on your news and you can watch it. Post a post, and we will, you know, take in the information, but we're not going to talk about that today. But we are going to talk about injustice, because we are wired. God created us in His image. He is a just God, and we all crave justice. Our children say, that wasn't fair. You got that, and I didn't get this. If that's all about justice, we are hardwired to want justice. And so we're going to talk today about another kind of injustice. I've been telling you for several days, we're going to be spending today talking about what happened on January the 6th. You will recall there was an election in November for the presidency. You will recall that the night that we all watched those returns, we were stunned to see that in spite of what we knew to be true, that numbers were changing, that the television networks were playing with us in terms of who they announced as the winner in various states. Florida was won early by President Trump, but they refused to call it. Arizona was called early also. There was just a lot of things that made no sense. And then we heard after the election that there was all kinds of chicanery in voting, whether it was mail-in ballots or false signatures. There were courts that stepped in to allow mail-in ballots to be returned days and days after the election actually took place. Constitutional to do that. We found out that voting machines and software were suspect in several different states. We found out that uh, Goldberg had spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars recruiting people to sort of manage voting in various states. We found out a lot of things, and so because of that, there was a lot of doubt about the outcome of that election. Plus, I think people, just their gut knew that President Trump was able to beat a horribly weak candidate like Joe Biden. And so people went to the Capitol on January 6th because that was the day that the electoral votes were to be certified. President Trump held a rally. And I just want to take you back in time before we talk about what's been happening since that time. President Trump spoke. There were hundreds of thousands of people there. Many of you were there. As I said many times before, for some illness here at home, we would have been there as well. And we wanted to go in support of President Trump. We feel still that election was likely stolen from him. So he ended his remarks that day by saying this.
Our exciting adventures and boldest endeavors have not yet begun. My fellow Americans, for our movement, for our children, and for our beloved country, and I say this despite all the pressure, the best is yet to come. So we're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give. The Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything. Not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Thank you very much.
All right, and for that, the president was accused of inciting riots, inciting an insurrection. That was it, through the words that he charged the crowd with. So the crowd, not all of them, but it was very, very cold. And they were families from all over the country. They were old and young. You heard Mike Waller, a friend and a guest who was there that day, national security expert. What he saw, just filled people, wheelchairs, children, all kinds of people. None of them violent, a happy crowd. Walking, many of them then, to the Capitol. And then when they got to the Capitol, all kinds of things happened. I think you have to understand how big the Capitol is. If you haven't been there, there are lots of different entrances. And so what happened at one entrance didn't happen at another entrance. And so there are many, many different stories about what transpired there. So, and they're very different. They're all the way from the Capitol Police opening the doors and letting people in to people allegedly breaking. Well, I saw in video people breaking windows. There was some violent action. Mike Waller said that there were people inciting the crowd. He talked about that in great detail. Well, there was a report. I just want to take you back and let you hear a little bit about what it sounded like, as at least in one area of the Capitol. This is before. Trump supporters have largely blamed for the violence against police officers and property, but video footage appears to show a different story. This video taken by NBC's on-the-ground reporters shows Trump supporters trying to stop the people smashing windows of the Capitol building and calling them Antifa. You can hear them saying, anyone who does this is not with us. It appears other protesters grab his leg and pull him down to stop him from breaking the window. Other videos show protesters booing those breaking in and calling them Antifa. This video appears to show them trying to stop the people smashing windows and shoving them towards the police. We do know that many genuine Trump supporters did make it inside the barricades of the Capitol building. A number of them say they didn't use violence to get in, but were let in. In this video, police appear to open the barricades. Jeff Voorhees, a former Google employee turned whistleblower, recorded a video of a Trump supporter who left the rally after things turned violent. He claims he overheard a plot to make Trump supporters look bad.
They were dressed as Trump supporters, but I could tell by their conversation that they were looking to do. I heard him say, we got to shoot this up so that these people look bad. And I saw them break a window on the Capitol.
Wednesday night, Congressman Mo Brooks urged people to not rush judgment on who assaulted the Capitol building. Brooks said on Twitter that another congressman told him that intelligence suggested Antifa was going to try to infiltrate the rally by dressing like Trump supporters. All right,
this is KK4W at Friday. Now, let me continue.
It's part of that report that's NPD. Of course, that's one account. I think that there's no doubt that Trump supporters would end with the idea that he's going to try to encourage, as President Trump had admonished them, give courage to people like Mitch McConnell, the people especially like Vice President Pence, who could have stopped the certification of those electoral votes at given time to actually ponder what the evidence was, because there had been no hearing of the real evidence. So I know people felt that way. We're going to talk about that to great extent today. But out of that, of course, the narrative came that Trump supporters were violent. They were violent extremists and now called insurrectionists. And we were told that five people were killed that day. You've heard that. Well, that's not true. Brian Sicknick, who was a police officer, a Capitol police officer, he was accused of, he died later, I think a day or two late after this, in the hospital. And the narrative immediately from the New York Times was that he was beaten with fire extinguishers by protesters, by Trump supporters. But that wasn't true. And then we heard that, two supporters then sprayed him with bear spray, and he must have had a reaction, and that caused his death. But this week we found out something very different. This is Clip 10, Shepard Smith.
What a bunch of crap.
The D.C. medical examiner today ruled that Capitol Hill police officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes. An autopsy report indicates Sicknick suffered from two strokes and a blood clot, or from a blood clot, the day after he confronted rioters. The medical examiner reports finding no evidence of internal or external injuries. Capitol Police had previously said Officer Sicknick was injured while engaging with protesters. He collapsed later that day and died 8 hours later at a hospital. Two men are accused of assaulting him with bear spray, but neither is charged with his death. Both men have pleaded not guilty. The medical examiner told the Washington Post newspaper there was also no evidence that Officer Sicknick suffered any allergic reaction.
I mean, the medical examiner also said that the other three people are claimed as having died as a result of that. Two of them died of heart attacks, natural heart attacks, and one, as I understand it, was pushed over and got hurt by the crowd. That's a little unclear. Mike Waller talked about how the crowd was just...
Okay, I'm going to stop it right now. I thought you got the idea, but she goes on, and it's a really good program this morning. You might want to go back and listen to it. And she really gives a lot of light as to what's going on in the prosecution of what's going on and how the Justice Department is completely and totally out of control with what they've started charging people and holding them without bail, without bond, and just all kinds of things. I mean, you would think that we're in a country of pure totalitarianism, or maybe communism or something, but it certainly doesn't seem like the good old U.S. of A. You know, they're doing all this and trying to prosecute all these so-called peaceful, these peaceful protesters, when in fact they had Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all these that were burning cities down, but nothing was done. Nothing. It's just, I don't know, it seems like right is wrong and wrong is right. So, back to you there, Bob, K-A-A-J-O-Y. I hope you was able to copy that from KK4WX, over.
Roger, Roger, KK4WX. Thank you, Russell. And remember, the fifth F is of the young lady that was the veteran that was killed by the Capitol officer. Now, I have a personal friend that has a child that's a veteran with the Capitol Police, and I come to find out that it was a lieutenant that fired that round to kill that female, but of course we've never been given his name, and he is totally exonerated of killing an unarmed female that was a U.S. veteran. So all five of those deaths are bullcrap as far as that it was caused because of the alleged insurrection. And all our president said was to walk down there and show support. But yet Maxine Waters says, we got to stay on the street. We got to confront the police. We want a guilty plea. Do I do that pretty good? So, and that is not called insurrection. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. Russell, you said the perfect word. Let me move down to Clint, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo in the state of Michigan. This is KAHJOY. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Carrie again. I figured I'd drag my heels for a moment just in case he decided to wait it out. He texted me, said that he had to go and wanted me to wish everybody Seth's priest. And he will try to catch up with us again on Saturday, but his apologies, he had to turn the radio off. So with that, I'll give it back to you. 10-8-ZC.
Alrighty, well thank you very much. I goofed up, I'm doing NetLogger, I goofed that up. Let me take it down to Mr. Mo. Mo, we'd like to have some comments from you. KD0RSA, KD0KOY.
KD0RSA, well thank you, Bob. I guess what bugs me, Georgia lady in the Senate talked to Cruz. Cruz was going to second the motion or whatever, and start a recount of some of them states, and he stood up and said that he wasn't going to do it, and he was asked later why he didn't do it. Do the second of it. And he said he had to do what his teacher once said. Well, I think I've said this on here before. His teacher once was Goldman Sachs Bank. That's what his teacher once was. It wasn't the people of Texas. I'm quite sure of that. And as far as Pence, I think he was a snake in the grass. As far as I know, I haven't heard a word out of it. And the Supreme Court, they didn't even hold up the law. They're a political court. That's what they are. They're paid off. The only honest judge in that Supreme Court is Thomas the Black Fella. He's doing a pretty good job, I believe. KD0RSA, I'll turn back to you.
Roger, Mo. And since you brought up the Supreme Court, I wrote letters again last night to my two senators, and I might encourage everybody to write to their senators and ask for two things. One, do not pack the Supreme Court. And number two, tell them to vote no on H.R. 8, the number 8, and H.R. 1446. Those are two gun-grabbing issues that the House of Representatives have already passed. Number 8 is, it is so long and lengthy to read, but it's they're trying to make it more difficult for weapons purchases and adding more laws, and that 1446 is this huge bill about if you loan a weapon, if the weapon is given to somebody, how it has to be registered. Again, there's plenty of gun laws on the book. Plenty of gun laws. So write to your senators and say no on the packing, and no on H.R. 8 and H.R. 146. Those two House resolutions are headed to the Senate, and the Senate's 50-50, so I know there are some Democrats that are pro-weapons, so hopefully it won't pass, but we have to stay on it. With that being said, let me see if anybody else is new. Freight check-in, this is KAHJOI with the Liberty Net. I hear somebody in the distance. Could you say it again?
Dan Ferraro, kid.
There's Mr. Larry. Good evening, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ. I'm at the bottom of the list. How about if I hand it to you?
Let me just check in here listening right now and catch me the next time I just got in and listen so far, listening in, enjoying the net there. Russ done a great job there on his audio part there. Did great. Just want to just catch me the next time around. I'll be ready. I appreciate it. Thank you. And for
all righty, Mr. Larry. I'll pass on you. I'll be back on the second round. Do I have anybody else for a late check-in tonight? This is KHJOI. Whiskey 8, Charlie Tango Bravo, correct?
QSL, good evening to you. The name here is Tyler. Echo Romeo, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, roger, roger on Cincinnati. I am up here by Akron, Ohio. So, welcome, Charlie. Have you been with us before?
That would be a negative.
Well, welcome to the Liberty Net. It's been going on since 1974. I don't think the Wednesday night's been going that long. I think the Wednesday night version is since the 90s, but it's a conversational group as far as topics of discussion. So, Chester, do I have anything that you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just been listening here to you guys. I stumbled upon you by accident, but figured I'd stop in and check in and see it's a bunch of like-minded people I like. So it's good to be here and meet you all's acquaintance. And I look forward to checking in again or on down the road. So I won't keep you. I'll say 73, and this is Whiskey 8, Charlie Tango Bravo.
All righty, Charles. Well, ride along with us because we're going to go through another two more rounds of everybody that's here and then say what's on their mind. So ride along with us if you have a chance. With that being said, do I have anybody else with tonight's Liberty Net? This is KAJOI. That's the problem with running two different nets. I get the words confused, but CQ, anybody else? I'm going to throw out a topic before I go to the top of the list. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, she will introduce a resolution to expel Democratic Representative Maxine Waters from Congress with her incitement of violence. The Georgia Republican issued a statement Sunday specifying the citing Waters for egging on protesters as a demonstration in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Saturday. Demonstrators erupted in the city last week after the police fatally shot the 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Again, if Dante wouldn't have resisted arrest, Dante would be alive. However, he did not want to listen. So, again, somebody else, this Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know a lot about her, but I did like, I saw her in Senate probably two or three weeks ago, maybe longer than that. And she had a mask on that says, and I quote, "This mask is as worthless as Joe Biden." I immediately went online and found the mask and ordered two of them. And I've worn it a couple times. If somebody tells me I have to have a mask, I put that mask on. Boy, does that ruffle feathers. Oh, well. Well, let me go to the top of the list, Miss Laura, M2JTT. Good evening again. Mr. Christopher, KN4ZES. He wrote, suicide by cop for some kind of post-mortem glory. What happened to treasures in heaven?
Good statement.
True statement, too. It is, I don't understand it. It's like they want to be shot, and then they don't get to stick around for what they assume is the glory. What's her name? Pelosi. She spoke highly of George Floyd. Remember, George Floyd was a criminal. George Floyd held people up and assaulted people and robbed people. He's a criminal. And she said that forever, George Floyd's name will be synonymous to the word justice. Can you imagine the people that he's robbed and assaulted? What an insult Pelosi was to say that about him. It's amazing. All righty, I'm back to Miss Carrie. November 8th, Zulu Charlie, Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet.
Well, keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi's just an insane old bitch that should have disappeared a long time ago. Oh, wait a minute, I said that out loud, didn't I? Oh, well. Yeah. I don't understand the thinking of how the liberals can let criminals get away with it, and us law-abiding citizens are criminals. There's something ass-backwards about that. That's all there is to it. And with that, I'll give it back to you there, Bob. Because I could get on my soapbox and, you know, I feel like I'm rambling a lot of times, but I don't know why it is I get on the radio and get a chance to say what's on my mind, and I always kind of feel like I'm not doing it right. But boy, I tell you what, the people I work with, we got a whole crew of people where I'm at that are all like-minded. I'm the only ham radio operator, otherwise I'd be telling them about this net. A couple guys, I've said, you just need to buy shortwave radios and listen, because what you're watching on TV or social media ain't what's really happening out there. One of the things I've kind of gotten into is listening to short news broadcasts, you know, in our own country and as well as, you know, across the pond. And it just ain't the same. It's amazing. And those masks that you were talking about become, how do I want to say it, rebellious? I guess that's a good word. You know, when you got government studies telling you that they're worthless, stop the transmission, let alone transmit what? Because we still haven't figured out what this virus is. You know, so it was kind of funny to have one of those masks. But knock on wood, a few places I do go, nobody's said a word. And yeah, where I work, nobody gives a crap about him either. So, but I should be careful of saying that too loud, because somebody might. Anyway. So with that, Bob, I'm rambling. I'll go back to you. And I'll be listening. N8ZC.
All righty, N8ZC. I only wear, when you go to the hospital, I've had to have some testing done, and I wear my mask, the regular mask, and then I had the little girl tell me, and I think I've told the story, she said, well, you need to wear our mask, and of course, their masks are made in China. So I turn the box upside down and say, where's that mask made? She says, China. I said, why would I want to wear a mask that is made from the same fine people that gave me this disease? So then I take off my plain mask and put on my Joe Biden mask. that says this mask is as worthless as Joe Biden. And then I look at her and she looks at me and I said to her, and I quote, I'm wearing a ribbed condom. I'm well protected. And I walked up to the office. So you just got to take a stand. You just have to. Mr. Russ, I'm to you. If you've got more of that article, if you want to play it, that would be fine. KK4WX, KAHJOY. Mr. Russell, I hope you didn't go already. KK4WX, KAHJOY. Nothing heard. I'll try on my third round. I'm back to Mr. Moe. Mr. Moe, do you have anything else you'd like to add? KD0RSA, KAHJOY.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob. I really don't have much to say. I did hear over the ham radio from a fellow that lives in Nebraska. He was out there at that march thing that Trump had, and he saw two busloads of felons get out of that bus, and they were dressed enough alike so they would know who each one of them was that went up there and was probably doing the damage and getting into the Capitol. KD0RSA, that's a net over.
That is amazing. Again, there was a lot of troublemakers there, and they weren't Trump supporters. And he did not incite any type of violence. He told them to basically show the support. But then what did they do? The same thing that they don't want walls and they don't want guns. They brought in thousands of National Guards and they put up walls. Kind of ironic when you think about it, but... Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Moe. I'm always glad to hear you in there. Hopefully, Mr. Larry will be ready. I'm back to you, sir. And for ROQ, KAHJOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob. What happened to Russ there? Okay, let's see. Here's an article regarding USA Today. The EU group, that's European Union's, linked J&J shot to rare clots. This is from the European Union. The regulatory agency said Tuesday that it found a possible link between J&J, which is Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, and extremely rare blood clots, and recommended warning be added to the label. But experts at the agency reiterate that the vaccine benefit outweighs the risk. The European Medicines Agency made its determination after examining a small number of clot cases in people vaccinated in the U.S. It said these problems are considered very rare side effects of the vaccine. J&J immediately announced it will revise the label as requested and resume vaccine shipments to the EU, Norway, and Iceland. In a statement, it said the safety and well-being of the people that use our products is their number one priority. After EMA's decision, EU Health and Food Safety Commissioner Stella Tarrocotts tweeted that the vaccine saves lives and added, I urge member states to consider the opinion of our experts. In March, the EMA, which oversees the use of pharmaceutical products in 27 countries across the continent with a combined population of about 448 million, likewise recommend a label change for AstraZeneca's vaccine after finding a link between it and rare blood clots. Is AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, both of them causing rare blood clots. In both cases, the agency sees benefits of being immunized against COVID-19 and outweighs a very small risk of developing unusual clots. Well, they're not telling you. If you get the COVID-19 or the China virus, that you've got 99.9%, being okay. So why even take a vaccine to begin with? That, hey, maybe two shots is all I want to do it. Two vaccine shots, maybe you need another one. You know, how many more, you know, are you going to need? So this is all they're saying that vaccine, they want you to be shot full of, and they want you to have regular doses of it. So just remember all this, all these vaccines they're wanting you to take. What happened to the flu, or what happened to all these other diseases and different things? It's all, if you die now, it's because of the China virus, the COVID-19. So, they've got the number escalated way on up there beyond what it should be. Okay. Here's a report from a pilot. Pilot views obstructed. Alerts missing in mid-air plane crash. The pilots of two Alaskan sightseeing planes that collided mid-air couldn't see the other aircraft because airplane structures were passing to block their views. And they didn't get electronic alerts about close aircraft because safety systems weren't working properly. That's what the staff of the National Transportation Safety Board found in their investigation of the May 2019 crash, which killed six people. The board was meeting Tuesday in Washington to determine a probable cause of the crash. Okay, let's see if I can find anything else here. He didn't really get a good chance to go through in. I think I'll stop right there. I want to say one thing about this Chauvin deal. This guy that they had held down was a full pot full of drugs. I don't remember exactly which one, but it was full of. And he's 6'3", 6'4", 240 or 50 pounds. Been fighting these people, didn't go in the police car. Said I'm claustrophobic and all this stuff. He was laying on his stomach on the net and the knee to the back of his neck, which is not cutting the throat, the breathing off, in my opinion. And you can put your hand on the back of your head there, and I don't think it's even a chance that it's going to cut anything off. A lot of the experts in the trial, they asked a little bit of the trial footage, said that, you know, he's full of drugs, all kinds of different things, and probably he died from that situation. Full of drugs, he's got all kinds of other problems, and oxygen probably was not that. The gun was out of his head, didn't know what world he was in. In my opinion, if you watch the whole video from the start, he was a bad dude, and they were just trying to hold him down. So, they're setting a bad precedent, as Bob said earlier, and who wants to be a police officer anymore than the liberals running the country? Nobody. Anything happens where they're not going to back you up, they won't put you in jail. You know, let some of these liberals become police officers to try to arrest someone. They're not going to be able to do it. So anyway, it's a bad situation, and don't know what we can do. We just need to put Republicans in there and get these liberal states out there that don't want any. They want to let these Black Lives Matter people run the country, and, you know, there's a good chance that they had all these, I don't know the makeup of the jury, but even President Biden said he prayed that, you know, that the trial would come out and all this kind of stuff, going against Chauvin. You didn't want to back up any of the police officers, or especially Chauvin in this instance. So it's such a real bad precedent. It shows you what these liberal Democrats are made of, that they don't want the law and order. And who's going to be able to be a police officer in the country anymore with this type of justice going on? Anyway, back to you, Bob, from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOI. Well, it's interesting, again, and I said it, Maxine Waters, she demanded that CAP police follow her to Minneapolis, and the Minneapolis police also had to be present. And these are the same people that she wants the crowd to confront. I just am so thankful I wasn't one of the ones that was asked. I'd had to go home. And with that being said, I think it's a good time for me to throw this out. As of April 14th, which is only last week, 97 police officers in the United States have been murdered. 97. However, as of April 20th, that's yesterday, it's up to 103 police officers in the United States have been murdered. That is sad. That's just shy of one a day. Is anybody rioting? Is anybody protesting? Is President Biden saying, hey, let's quit killing our cops? Is Nancy Pelosi saying, let's quit killing our cops? No, they're praising George Floyd, a criminal who had cocaine and fentanyl. Those were the two main drugs. I did hear that there was more, Larry, but fentanyl and cocaine were the two that had the highest levels. So that's just sad. All righty, my next is Mr. Charles from Cincinnati. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Tango, Bravo. Mr. Charles, are you still with us? Over.
QSL, I'm still here, just listening and enjoying some of the comments. And man, how awesome is it that we have many of our like-minded brothers here, brothers, sisters. Anyway, nevertheless, I couldn't agree with y'all more, and I'm going to pass it back to you.
All right. Well, thank you for riding along. Appreciate it. Every Wednesday night and every Saturday night, 10 o'clock, daylight savings time, Eastern Standard Time, this frequency. So we'd love to have you come back. So I want to thank you and welcome you. Let me see if I have anybody else late checking in. This is J-O-Y for the Liberty Net. Come now. Nothing heard. I have used up all of my articles that I have printed out. I did have the article that's about Brian Sicknick, the officer from the Capitol. And again, I have a friend, an old high school girlfriend, that she has a child that is an adult, of course, and is with Capitol Police, USCP. This officer was friend of the one that's known to me. So was the officer that was killed when the guy ran into the fence, the barricade. I do not remember the officer's name. I don't have the article with me. But that incident, he was a Nation of Islam supporter, so that didn't fit the narrative. So we don't hear anything else about that death. And he died, that officer died of blunt force trauma because he was actually struck by the motor vehicle. So, but we don't hear about that death because the Nation of Islam supporter would have been a radical. And oh God, we don't want to talk about that. So, oh well, it's a shame. This country, I hope it doesn't go any further down in the toilet. We'll try to revive it. Let me go back to the top of the list for the 73 round. I know Jesse's not with us tonight. He called me and said that he was doing some driving and would hopefully be here in time. So let me say hi again to Miss Laura and to JTT and Mr. Marty and to IRJ and Mr. Christopher. Kilo Nancy 4, Zulu Echo Sierra in Tennessee.
And that takes us back to Kerry. Kerry, you're not rambling. You just tell us what you're thinking.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie, K-A-H-J-O-Y to you.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, sitting here listening, and Clint, he texted me again, and I kind of missed it, but he had wanted me to mention that there was a article published by the National Institute of Health about masks, and lo and behold, I am on their website looking to see if I can find that article. No luck. But I did hear a week ago or so, national, government study, how worthless the masks are. With that said, back to the leaders. I'm not following. The bottom line is they're all guilty of treason. And I stop and think about our founding fathers. What would our founding fathers think to see what is happening to our Constitution? Oh, by the way, Joe Biden says Americans don't have a Bill of Rights. Where the hell does he get this crap?
Oh, he's just a puppet on a string, and somebody's got their hand up his ass to pull that cord to make his mouth move.
Oh, but, that's the bottom line, is, they want to go against what so many have fought for, died for, bled for, and it just, as I said before, infuriates me to tears. I could go on some other things that I've talked about with a couple people at work. Matter of fact, one of the owner's sons, he's got a fancy degree in American history. And I just absolutely love talking to this kid. He is a pretty smart cookie when it comes to American history. I learn a lot talking to him. And boy, he gets fired up. And it's just really sad. Even when you look at our Constitution through the centuries, as to how hard liberals have worked to undermine what this country stands for. It's not just a modern kind of thing. It goes all the way back to before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Because when you read Common Sense by Thomas Paine, if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of an interesting book I've been working on for a while, because it's all in Old English. I have a hard enough time with New English. But it's interesting as to how our founding fathers had to go into hiding. They had to hide their families, and so going back to the guy at work as to how history is repeating itself, and it's just different times. So it just makes me think about it. When I stop and think about it, these men have to be rolling over in their graves. I'd like to believe they're looking down going, what the hell happened? So anyways, with that note,
I will give it back to you, Bob. 73s. And have a good evening. And, you know, I still have a small spark of hope. And I think that's part of my, what do I want to call it? I've been having problems. I shouldn't say problems. I've just been having a lot of thoughts that I really need to quit watching the news because it just losing sleep. Oh, I think you guys know what I mean. I don't stop thinking about it, and I'm losing focus on some things that need to be taken care of, you know, now in front of me. But so anyway, I'm protecting that little spark of hope. I want to hang on to it because I feel like that's all we have. The people that we thought we could trust, obviously, are treasonous as well. Coming from Mike Pence earlier, he wasn't the leaky faucet in the Trump administration. After what he did for the inauguration, we got people like Mitch McConnell. Yeah, they're all part of the swamp. A whole lot of gators in that swamp there. Oh, I'm going to shut up now. Back to you, Bob. Everybody have a great night. This is NHZC.
Thank you, Terry. NHZC. I'm going to throw out a couple comments. So, Joe Biden, Sleepy Sloppy Joe, makes a comment about systemic racism after this trial. Now, no one ever describes the systemic racism, but they always like to use that word, systemic racism. The death of George Floyd was not racial. He was a police officer that, for whatever reason, after trying to gain control out of an out-of-control resisting arrest drug user, put his knee on his neck, and under Ohio, we're taught to put it between your shoulder blades. But once a person calms down, our training is you set the person up because of the dangers of positional asphyxia. It's known to law enforcement. I'm a medic. He's a medic. But it's not racism. George Floyd's death is not a racial issue. Just like the girl that was shot in Columbus. It wasn't a racial issue. She was wielding a knife and she was going to stab another human being. Just like in DeKalb County, where the man lunged at the officer. It was a black man that lunged at a black officer. Had it been a white man that lunged at a white officer, same thing. You're going to get shot. But they want to put this word systemic racism in, and it has no place. It has no place in that narrative. It's just amazing that those terms are constantly used. And you said about the Founding Fathers. I wish the dear Lord would give us Martin Luther King for a week and have him talk to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and that other crazy guy that says he's a reverend. Can you imagine what Martin Luther King would think of this crap? Over.
Oh, no kidding. You nailed it right there, because everything that Martin Luther King worked for and died for has been completely undone, undermined by the very people that backed him. So go figure.
Oh, Farrakhan. Farrakhan's the other one. And remember, Martin Luther King said not to judge a person by the color of their skin, but of their character. All righty. So we'll let the officer in Minneapolis. His character, I don't know why he continued to inflict that event on George Floyd. George Floyd's character, he was a drug user, he was a thief, he was an assaulter, he was a robber. So it's not that he was white, black, Asian, yellow, purple. He was a bad actor. And at some point in time, unfortunately, and I don't know why, the Minneapolis police officer was kind of a bad actor. It has nothing to do with race. We need to get off this race kick. But again, that is what we have to keep on fueling that fire. And now they're still protesting in Portland, Oregon. Over what? You've got your verdict. There's nothing more. But we're going to protest. Let me see if Mr. Russ is back. I hope you are, Mr. Russell. AK4WX-KAHJOY. Are you back with us for the final round? No, he's not. I'm sorry. And then, of course, Clint, he cleared KC Echo Hotel Romeo. I don't know if he's still listening, but thank you for joining us. I hope you'll stick around longer next time. Mr. Moe, I'm going to come to you. Of course, you know you have to tell us to keep our powder dry. So, KD0RSA, your final thought.
KD0RSA, thank you, Bob. Well, that George Floral thing, I don't know if it's true or not, but he passed a $20 bill in the store right there. To a clerk, and the clerk is the one that called the cops. That's why they was after him. He passed a $20 bill counterfeit. Let's go back 246 years ago. 246 years ago, I think it was April 17th or 16th, somewhere there. The British decided to take over the colony, and that was when that young lady got through the British lines, wherever they had their lines. I didn't catch that, but anyway, she told Paul Revere, and he got on his horse and put out supposedly the warning. And it wasn't the British were coming, it was the regulars that were coming, the regulars. The tone the British were coming was put out by Longfellow, I think, but I could be wrong on the poet's name. But that's how that got started. Well, you told me to keep your powder dry. Well, the militia of the county or the states up there then, they got overtook the British and or the regulars, and so I'm gonna have to tell you, fellas, keep your powder dry. We might have to do it again right in the United States again. KD0RSA over.
Roger, Roger, Mo. It's a pleasure to hear you from Nebraska. Hopefully, by the time we speak again on Saturday, you'll have gotten your envelope. So I hope you enjoy it, and I will look forward to hearing you all on Saturday and Sunday. So thank you. KD0RSA, KHLY. Down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, the story was kind of a quick net, but what do you have to give us some more details?
Okay, good hearing you in there, Mo. We're sounding good here in Tennessee. Let's see. Two vessels are returning to Earth from the space station. That's the Moscow, USA Today, Nation in the World, American astronauts. Two vessels have returned to Earth after 6 months aboard the International Space Station. A Soyuz space capsule carrying NASA's Kate Rubens and Russia's Sergei Lushov and Sergei Kitsarato landed at 12:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Saturday between the steppes of Kazakhstan. Dmitry Rossman, head of the Russian space agency Roscosmos, said all three were feeling well. They were very, after they were extracted from the capsule and began reacclimating to the pool of gravity. There are seven people aboard the ISS, International Space Station. So they're keeping a bunch of people up there. I wonder what all they're doing. So it'd be interesting what all they're working on. Here's an article about Pelosi on the Senate High Court legislation. Progressive Democrats introduced legislation Thursday to expand the Supreme Court. There's their main objective, is to get some more Supreme Court justices in there. Guys, we get those in there, they can rule the land for sure. Expand the Supreme Court justices to 13, setting up a caustic rhetorical battle that Democratic leaders signal they are eager to avoid, it says. Gee, the idea of expanding the nation's highest court has drawn sharp criticism from Senate Republicans and has largely dismissed by President Joe Biden. I don't know, he's the one that started all this. Progressives are punishing the idea of a way to blunt the impact of President Donald Trump's three nominations to a court where conservatives now hold a 6-3 edge. But even before lawmakers formally unveiled the bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she has no intention of bringing it to the floor. I think it's an idea that should be considered, and I think the president's taking an approach to have a commission to study this thing, she said. The introduction came days after Biden created a 36-member commission to study potential structural changes to the Supreme Court. The president promised creation of that commission during the campaign to head off pressure from the left. The Trump and Senate Republican rushed to confirm Associate Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The court is out of balance and it needs to be fixed. Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, said outside the Supreme Court on Thursday. It's always out of balance if you're a Democrat and you want more justice in there. Yeah, it's out of balance, all right. Okay. Let's see if we can see. Oh, yeah, Lamb School replacing KKK leader's name, Hank Aarons. This is from Atlanta High School that was named after a Ku Klux Klan leader. Will strip the name and instead honor the late Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aarons. The Board of Education voted unanimously Monday to change the name of Forest Hill Academy to Hank Aarons New Beginnings Academy. The new name is expected to be in place by the time students return to the Southwest Atlanta Alternative School in August. Forest Hill Academy has been named after Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate general. And here we are, they're changing all these Confederate generals and anyone related to the Confederacy, they're changing their names, taking their statues down, they're doing anything they can to change America. So it's not a good thing. I want to go over this. UPS has bought, looks like, up to 150 aircraft, and they're buying 10 electric vertical aircraft from Beta Technologies as it attempts to improve delivery times in small and mid-sized markets. It's called EVTOLS, or a cross between a helicopter and a fixed-wing aircraft, meaning they can fly at higher speeds as well as ascend and descend vertically. In an announcement, one of these Atlanta delivery companies said it will test the EVTOLS for use in the express air delivery network. The program is being overseen by the Flight Forward Division, which is also exploring drone delivery. UPS expects to begin receiving the planes in 2024, there's an option to buy up to 150 aircraft. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed, so there's going to be a lot of stuff in skies coming pretty soon there. So look for there to be a lot of traffic as far as airplanes and electric cars that have capability of flying in the future. So back to you there, Bob, from Ian Poole, ROQ. Thanks for running the net. Larry in Tennessee, K-A-H-A-Y, N4ROQ.
All righty, Larry. Thank you, N4ROQ, K-H-A-Y. I'm going to read an article that just popped up my phone from the Western Journal. National Basketball Association superstar LeBron James tweeted and then deleted what amounted to a threat among a heroic police officer who shot and killed a knife-wielding teen in Ohio on Tuesday. Officers in Columbus arrived at the scene Tuesday afternoon. According to police, a 16-year-old, her last name is Bryant, was shot and killed by an officer as she attempted to stab another person with a large knife. The officer's body camera video of Bryant's shooting appears to show her armed with a large blade as she lunges at another girl. By all appearances, the cop pulled the trigger to save the life of the other female. The other female, however, was a black life. Not only did the officer potentially save it, it was a black life. The department has released the name of the officer who shot Bryant, identifying Wednesday as Nicholas Readam, according to the WBNS TV. Rather than him being praised for his quick movement, no police officer wants to be in, or at least the benefit of due process, the officer is now being attacked and threatened by radical leftists online. Again, he saved a black life! How the hell can you win? You just can't. One of these leftists who attacked him was Los Angeles Lakers LeBron James, who is a native of Ohio. He shared a tweet that says, "You're next." He 39,000 people saw the tweet, and then LeBron took it down. It's a no win. The black girl was going to stab another person, so he stopped it. And they're still criticizing. I don't understand it. What's justice? So should we have let the black girl stab the other black girl? And then they would have said, well, the officer did nothing because black lives don't matter. It's just, you can't win. You cannot win. It's sad. I don't know how to get through this. So, all righty. Well, let me check with Mr. Charles. Whiskey 8, Charlie Tango Bravo. You're at the bottom of my list. Charles, what do you got to close the door?
QSL, I couldn't agree with you guys more. It is a losing battle, and it's almost, well, it's not almost, it just is purely disgusting. It seems like they talk about this whole racism dilemma, and this is the current issue. And you know, how I finally feel about it is racism is kind of done and passed. I'm sure that people have certain anyway, stereotypes, we'll go with that. People have their own stereotypes. I can't stereotype any person that I want to just by the clothing that they have on. That doesn't mean that everybody's a bad person, but hey, that's control them. I think people need to realize that. There's nothing that's actually keeping anyone oppressed. There are so many laws and things, and even aid in the government that helps them. Minorities out. Actually, I would feel that they have more of a privilege than I do. And I would even mention this thing when you talk about white people for a heck. I certainly don't have no privilege and I'm going to colleges for free or anything like that because of my skin color, so why should they? But it's nothing against them, I guess you could say. It's just for me, it's very frustrating to see people want to talk about those issues as if they're in some special racism. I thought they were past those days, and of course, when they talk about it, they just keep it alive and make something that is that's really not there. Back over to you, Net Control.
All righty, Charles. Thank you for stopping by. I'm inviting you to come back on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The next time we'll be here is Saturday night. We'd love to have you on the 75-meter net. I appreciate having people with the same ideas, and that's what makes our country so great. So, with that being said, I'm going to click over here to the closing. My spouse is ringing my phone, and I keep on hitting ignore. Apparently, if the residency house isn't on fire, I'm going to be annoyed. So, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Califax a good night wherever she is. There goes a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers, as they are often risking out in the Atlantic. And 73 to tonight's netter, such Mr. Victor, W1WTR, Mr. Marty, who's recuperating at home, and to IRJ, Miss Laura, to JTTF, which is tolerating Mr. Marty, as they are not here. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Pray for our leaders. Pray that he's a light, dear God. With that being said, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julia Ocean Yankee, and I am clear.
Good, Lord Bob.
Thank you, Mo. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice.